Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, not one but two August constitutional referenda to decide who spends federal funds. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Coming up on Tuesday, August 13th, Wisconsin primary voters will decide whether to amend the state constitution to limit the governor's current powers and give the legislature more control over funds received by the federal government. Of course, early voting's already underway, and it continues all this week, Monday through Friday. To amend the state constitution, an identical resolution must pass both chambers of the legislature in two consecutive sessions before going statewide referendum. That's happened, and now two specific questions go to the voters on August 13th. Both Democratic and Republican parties held news conferences promoting their voting preference for the referendums this past week. The Dems on Monday urging a no vote on both questions, and Republicans on Thursday in Altoona urging a yes vote on both questions. Republican State Representative Karen Hurd starts us off as she says we need to actually go back to the Great Depression to get an understanding about this.
There were monies that were allocated to the state of Wisconsin. And to be able to get those monies out in a more expeditious manner, the legislature at that time decided to give the governor the power to be able to get those monies out quickly because our people were hurting and they needed that money. But that was a long time ago, and it was difficult to get legislators gathered together. You think about almost 100 years ago, the difficulty in getting us together and to do the oversight, which is the responsibility of the state legislator. Oversight of funds, as well as the budget and all the spending of funds, that's a legislative responsibility. And so the legislator purposely gave that power to the governor for that time, for this emergency. Well, times have changed. And we are able to do things much more quickly than we've ever done before. An example is the HSHS bill that the legislature passed in 11 days flat. So we can move, and we can move quickly, and we can call special sessions and get done quickly. So it's time to put the power back to where it belongs in the legislature so that we have a balance of power between them.
Now, Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson contends
kind of a sneaky thing that some of my Republican colleagues are trying to do and pass two constitutional amendments on one of our lowest voter events that we have, which is the August primary.
Governor Evers also raising.
Why was August selected? Just think about that. We're being asked by the Republican legislature to change our constitution. Change the constitution of the state of Wisconsin. And for some bizarre reason, they decided that the August election, which has always been the lowest turnout, 20% or so statewide. And why would they choose that other than they know it's an opportunity for them to do something that the people of Wisconsin don't want them to do?
So at Thursday's Republican news conference in Altoona, I asked State Representative Rob Summerfield why August 13th.
I guess, by the way, when we pass the bill, comes up for the next election, so that's why this date is. I think any election, any statewide election that we have, you know, have opportunity for people to come out for vote. So it's on August 13th and encouraging people to vote yes.
Summerfield and then Republican State Senator Jesse James responded when I pressed in asking for a more substantive reason as to why the amendments are on the ballot for such a traditionally low voter turnout election like an August primary.
I guess if we're going to weigh about, you know, what date it is, you know, I think that's them, you know, not want to actually address why this is a good bill, why this is good amendments to the Constitution.
Well, and I think it also becomes about politics. We know that there's this primary, this season that we're in right now, is going to be a primary for the ages because of the legislative map change. And we're going to have probably a higher turnout this primary, more than what people are going to even realize, which is going to really determine on how we move forward in the legislature with the competitive races that are forthcoming.
Here is Senator James talks more about the two constitutional amendments on the August 13th ballot and how we got to this point.
The legislature passed these through the legislative process to get on this ballot for August 13th. And obviously there's a lot of media coverage on this, and there's a lot of confusion and questions from our people on what do these questions really mean. So I think We have the Democrat narrative and their push voting no. We have the Republican narrative and our push saying yes. And basically what this is going to do is it's going to remove the unilateral power that the governor would have and bring more of that back to the legislature. So instead of having one governor control and dictate where federal funding is appropriated, we'll have 132 legislators being part of the process through discussions and even potentially working with the governor, because there's 4 states right now that give the power to the governor. There's 18 states where the legislature has sole control over monies that come from the federal government. And then the rest of the states, they work together. And I think that's what needs to happen. We need to bring this forth, and we need to have input from our legislature and how these monies are spent, because there are a lot of dollars that the governor is still sitting on at this time in this day. So I think getting the message out as far as what this does and dispel the myths and some of the narrative that's out there from our Democrat colleagues in providing a narrative of transparency as far as what these two amendments do, because we've had a lot of questions from our people.
Democrat State Representative Jody Emerson sizes up the two amendments this way.
It comes down to the fact that these constitutional amendments, which would take power for federal funds away from the governor and leave it in the hands of the legislature, all I'm going to do is just say, does anybody remember COVID? You know, during the time that we needed help from our legislature to keep businesses open, to keep schools afloat, to keep money flowing that was coming from the federal government, we met one time in a year. And that's the reason that we need this power to be in the hands of the governor, because he is there working day in and day out and making sure that the money is coming through.
But Republican State Representative Rob Summerfield says,
to go back in 2020, we did come back in, I think that date was April 25th, 23rd, and spent, passed a huge package to rework some rules and stuff to work with the governor's departments on various things. And I can get you a whole list of what we passed in 2020. So that was, COVID kind of ramped up or started shut down about the 17th of March. So, within a month, we had a multi-page bill to get that done. And that's where, like my colleague Representative Hurd said too, with the hospitals, things can get done very quickly if we've got proposals, if you got stuff up there between numerous committees. And, like Representative Hurd mentioned, 100 years ago was different. From here, we can be in Madison in the office in about 2 hours and 45 minutes. And we're some of the furthest ones away. So I think the argument of not having the speediness, I think that's not true. That we can get down there, we can be able to pass things very quickly in emergencies.
Governor Evers says he's speaking out on both of these amendments as much as possible across the state because...
I'll tell you, voting no on both of these will essentially give the Republicans more power. Simple as that. And more power in areas that, frankly, are things that traditionally the governor takes care of. And the pandemic is one of them.
So Governor Evers says...
So, yes, it's a power grab. But more than that, think about how it will absolutely impact people's lives in the state of Wisconsin. Obviously, during the pandemic, we needed to get money out the door to make sure that people had the vaccines they needed, they had the equipment that they needed to stay safe, and also we helped out with small businesses across the state of Wisconsin, and the EMTs and the firefighters and the healthcare workers all needed money in order to battle this. And as simple as that, this pandemic, we were able to get money out the door as quickly as possible and making sure that people were safe and that we're battling a really significant healthcare piece, but it was also impacting our economics development in the state of Wisconsin. So as we came out of that pandemic, guess what? We saved people's lives. And on top of it, we have one of the best economies we've ever had in the state of Wisconsin. And we will continue to make sure that we're, you know, thoughtful going forward to keep us at this best place. But the reason that we have money in the bank, the reason that we have high employment, low unemployment, and it's all because of the work we did during the pandemic.
Like State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire, Governor Evers wants voters to remember during the pandemic the legislature didn't meet for 300 days.
What would we have done if we had this, these two pieces in place then? We'd done nothing. We couldn't have got people to come in to do the work that has to be done.
So Governor Evers says...
So, one and two, on the back of your ballot, vote no. This is something that Republicans have been trying to do for a while, and it's just a way to make things more difficult at the state level to get the money out to people that need it.
And the governor goes on to take a shot at Republicans, saying they have lots of experience at keeping money that he approved from getting out to the people.
In this last budget that we passed, we have three things that are still that they haven't released the money on. You know, one is up here in Eau Claire. I can't remember the exact number, but I think it's $15 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yep.
And they are not, and they passed the law. I signed the law. I made some changes to the law. They couldn't override those changes that I made. They still haven't sent that money. And there's other areas where that's absolutely really important. PFAS, money's still sitting in Madison. They passed the law. I vetoed some of it. I kept 99% of it. They didn't like my vetoes. They couldn't override my vetoes. So what do? They hang on to the money. PFAS is still happening in the state of Wisconsin. They won't release the money. The legislature passed the law on new reading and literature programs for our kids in the K through 12. The money that was set aside is still there because I had some minor changes that I made to the law. They didn't have the ability to override my veto. The money's still sitting in Madison. How can we continue to essentially make the legislature part of the executive branch of government? And that's exactly what's happening here.
Republican legislators Summerfield and James respond.
You know, I guess, you know, for the HSHS, the hospital thing, it's been from the get-go. When someone comes up with a proposal, we're going to open to it. There's been no proposals. It's just been the governor coming in saying his department wants a $15 million, which could be spent 18 different counties throughout the state. So still waiting for a proposal. You know, been talking to the health systems in the area. Things like this take some very deep thought so they make sure they're making the right decisions, and we're waiting for them to come up with a proposal.
And when we have elected representatives, I mean, this contingency up here, we had to fight with our colleagues to get these monies passed through the legislature in 11 days. And when our cohorts from Milwaukee, from Madison, from the east side of the Fox Valley area, they're supporting us because they've seen the exigent circumstances, and plus our entities locally that supported us in getting these funds as quickly as possible, they had conversations with the governor's office. The governor is taking this stand.
Also participating in Monday's Democratic News Conference in Eau Claire was Eau Claire County resident Karen Voss, who's speaking as a member of the board of directors for the Wisconsin Conservation Voters. Voss says there's a few key reasons that she's urging voters to vote no on both of these constitutional amendments on the August 13th ballot.
The first one is that these amendments would eliminate the checks and balances by tricking voters into giving the sole responsibility for spending federal funds to the legislature. Despite the highly confusing language that is in the amendment, right now the governor and the legislator are both taking part in the decision-making process of distributing federal fundings. The second reason is that these amendments could slow or block federal funding for emergencies, like a flood or a bridge collapse or a pandemic that would affect either people or livestock. And during a crisis like that, communities cannot afford to the delays that could be caused by political gridlock over how to spend emergency funding for those sorts of things. We can't afford that. And then thirdly, these amendments would lead to more legislative gridlock. So here, when hospitals and first responders were desperate for funding, right here in the Chippewa Valley, the legislature didn't pass a single bill for 6 months. We don't need more of that. And finally, these amendments are deliberately designed to be confusing. These are the first ones, as Jody said, that have ever been put on the August ballot, which is typically a very low turnout election. And they were clearly written by special interests that don't want Wisconsin voters to understand these amendments or to have their voices heard. So in conclusion, what I want to say is you need to vote on August 13th election, and you need to vote no on the two amendments on the Constitution, which you will find on the back side of your ballot.
Here, Republican State Representative Rob Summerfield responds to what he says are some of the misconceptions Democrats are presenting regarding the August 13th amendment questions on the ballot.
First one, we'll delay the FEMA funding. The Department of Military Affairs has funds on hand to expand during these types of emergencies. FEMA then reimburses DMA once an event is declared a disaster. So these federal funds are already earmarked to reimburse DMA, and as such, won't come under the umbrella of these amendments. That this is a Republican power grab. This is, I think, probably one of the furthest from the truth that the Democrats are spouting, because guess what? We're going to have a Republican governor someday. Hopefully, very optimistic, in 2026, we'll have a Republican in the governorship. So this is a bipartisan issue that people should realize, that just one person in one branch of government, the governor, can control all this federal money. So that's why I really think this narrative that the Democrats are putting out is false. And that's why we're out here today to, you know, actually say what this is going to do. This brings the power back to the people. You know, I've been knocking doors, talking to people, and they say, why vote yes? I'm like, how many times do you run into Governor Evers? They're like, never. How many times do you run into Rob Summerfield, Karen Hurd, Jesse James? I'm like, well, we see you all out and about quite a bit. We see you in the grocery store, at the restaurant. I'm like, yeah, you can come up and talk to us at any time. Reach out to the offices on, you know, your concerns and where should we have this money be sent. So this is why I think this is so essential for us to vote yes on these two referendums. One other one that also has to, you know, that Democrats have been saying is it delays, you know, spending the federal money. It's going to become a logjam. I know my colleagues have, you know, explained, you know, it won't be a logjam. And the funny thing is, you know, with this federal money from COVID that we received, the Governor Evers is still sitting on $1 billion. You know, if the legislature was part of this process, we would have had the money out 3 years ago when it was needed for the COVID relief, instead of the governor using it as a slush fund for various pet projects throughout the southern part of the state, which is very unfortunate for the people of Wisconsin. So once again, that's another example of why everyone should be voting yes on this referendum on August 13th.
And there you have it. State Representative Rob Summerfield, as well as Republican State Senator Jesse James and Republican State Representative Karen Hurd from the right, but also we heard from Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson, as well as Democratic Governor Evers, and also Karen Voss, an Eau Claire County resident and a member of the Wisconsin Conservation of Voters Board. Weighing in on these two constitutional amendment questions on your ballot, coming up August 13th, or early voting this Monday through Friday. Again, the Democrats urging a no vote, and those in the Republican side urging a yes vote. We've laid out the information for you, and now you decide. But make sure you vote. Cast your ballot. And if you're not sure with the changes that have taken place with redistricting about where you're voting, you can always go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. That's Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. I'm Mark Halpern.